Inside on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Insight Advertising, Marketing, and Communications, a full-service ad agency, InsightCubed.com, and the elite training team at Taro International. Achieve, lead, outclass at Taro.com.
It is the Business News Hour. Thanks so very much for hanging out with us. Our returning guest is Kyle Plummer. Kyle is the Director of Marketing at Taro International, who, by the way, was with me last week at the American Marketing Association Iowa Chapter event in West Des Moines. We're going to be talking about video, social media, all kinds of things. So how was the AMA experience for you? What'd you think?
It's good. It's I don't take enough time to go out to those kind of events just because you're like, I want to stay in the office. But, I mean, the amount of talent and speakers and knowledge that just circulate in that room, it's you start to realize why you're there
right.
within the first, 10, 15 minutes. So. Yeah. I love the AMA group. I'm on the board there, so can't show enough love there. Gotta go.
Yep. It's, one of the things I thought, and we were talking about this just yesterday with Laura Kennard, who does our social media marketing thing, networking on Mondays. But we were talking about how basic some of the things were that they were talking about. The one thing that I thought was Casey Riley, who was talking about you need to demand the time to put together consistent, good copy, good writing, mm-hmm. so that it's mm-hmm. it connects with consumers.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like, okay, that's journalism 101. But sometimes I think we get all wrapped up in what we're doing. We don't think about that.
Well, and I think there's just so much to do now in marketing. There's so much to know in marketing
right.
that you don't. You like you said,
take
I mean, you just kind of go. I just got to get something out there. And by doing that, you're really sacrificing your content. You're kind of turning people off as well.
Yeah.
So the more time that you put into content and really speaking to, and she talked about speaking to your audience. Don't try to speak to everybody. Try to pick that one person and get in their head. And what is it that you're trying to convey to them? And yeah, I need to do more and more of that.
Rather than a shotgun approach, this is much more of a rifle thing where you say, okay, this is my target market. This is what my target market, based on my understanding and my research, this is what they want, and this is how I'm going to deliver it to them. And it has to be valuable to them at the same mm-hmm. time, or mm-hmm. they don't come back.
Yeah, I agree.
It's good stuff. And Casey Riley, by the way, she's the chief marketing officer of a company called the Fat Plant Society. Is that crazy?
You remembered it.
Oh, yeah.
It works.
Yeah, of course.
There
you go. And what they do, this is really, they put up moss walls in restaurants and places. Moss walls.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
She's married to this Danish guy. It's a great story. It
yeah.
really is. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to learn more about the Fat Plant Society and what Casey had to say, all you have to do is just Google Insight on Business, the News Hour, and that podcast mm-hmm. is up there. All right, we're going to talk with Kyle Plummer about video, and in particular, YouTube. Did you hear that Logan Paul is back?
He
got his money back.
I actually followed him. I've been following him for a couple of years now. I won't go down that road,
yeah.
but I mean, yeah, it's kind of and that's what can happen though with the internet and how you present yourself and the things you say. It really, especially when you have the clout that he has, and how it can turn on you. So yeah, you really have to be careful of what you're saying out there.
Yeah, $1 million a month he makes off of going and throwing food at people. It's crazy. So, but you're not throwing food at people out of Taro.
Not yet.
Although you did do the egg challenge.
We did.
Yeah,
and you were on that.
You know,
as well,
I didn't follow up with that. I failed. I just now remember.
Well, we can do it right now.
All right. We don't have cameras going, right? So when we talk about video, what is it that gets the attention of viewers from your aspect over at Taro?
As far as why we do it or
what
videos
gets,
out there are doing better than others.
Right. What gets people's attention?
Well, I think, if we're talking from the back end side of it, the ones that seem to get a lot of visibility are the ones that are specific. They're the ones that can be searched. And when you're talking about YouTube, you're talking about the second largest search engine on the internet.
Yeah.
So the ones that we see do very well are the ones that are specific. So for instance, we have a cultural video. It's talking between high context and low context communicators. Now, a video like that's very specific, and those are things that people are searching, what's high context versus low context communication. And so what we found with stuff like that is there's a lot of search volume. So there's a lot of people out there trying to access that information, but there's a lack of videos to fulfill that need.
Hmm.
Does that make mm-hmm. sense? So there's a lot of people searching, but there's not a lot of people, there's not a lot of results that are happening. So the ones that do well
are very specific,
the very niche
right.
specific. So it goes back to what we
sure.
first opened up.
So if I'm looking for that and you're what pops up.
Yep.
Yep. Got it.
Yep. So those ones do very well. I think the ones that are kind of on the call to action side, so there's a lot of tips and kind of tangible things to take away, those seem to do better. Those are ones that people seem to share. But yeah, I mean, the ones that just have the value in it.
Yeah,
it's always the value.
It is about value. If you're matching the consumer's need with whatever it is you're delivering, that matters. Mm-hmm. You know, I have a video out there on my personal YouTube page. It's crazy, and it's about I installed a garage door opener, and the title of the video, which by the way, this is crazy. The title of the video is "I Did It Myself Garage Door Opener."
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it runs about 39 seconds. And all it is me hitting the button, garage door goes up, garage door comes down. That's it. That is it. And it's got like thousands of views.
Yeah.
I'm going, really? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you never know.
I had my car, and I'm not by any means a car mechanic. I'm the farthest thing from it. But my car, the driver's side door handle on the inside broke. It didn't break off, but it wasn't working.
Right.
I went on to YouTube. I searched, I don't know what I searched, some how to fix Ford Fusion door handle. You know, a couple results came up. I went to the one with the most views, and then once I clicked in there, I saw there was a lot of likes on it, which gave credibility. It was a 2-minute video, and he walked through the part you need to buy, and once you have that part, how you disassemble your door, which was kind of scary to me because I don't do that a lot, but very easy how to. I did that, and I looked at the just kind of the costs if I was to bring it to a shop. I mean, I saved easily $300.
Sure.
With a simple fix like that. But I mean, that's the power of videos out there and just allowing the consumer to have a lot of the control.
Absolutely. And you know, that is, and we talk about Tarot International and how you use video and how you use YouTube. That's really important for people to understand. I mean, myself and my son, we don't tackle any project that we don't know exactly how to do mm-hmm. without tuning into YouTube and saying, okay, what is it that goes on? And yeah, I mean, it's helped us fix holes in walls and put brake pads on and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. When we come back to Tarot International, is there an advantage of using YouTube versus other? I think you mentioned the searchability.
Yep, yeah. Yep. That's, I mean, you know, when I look at a lot of the social media channels that we're on, LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, those are great because you can connect with community so if you were a Tarot graduate and you followed us out there, you could go to those channels to
just keep up
to date.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of limit with what you can do on those channels. You can't really get a lot of access out beyond your circle. You can by people sharing it, but sometimes you just don't get enough of that. So with YouTube, I mean, you have access to millions and millions of people out there. And if you are able to basically give an ID to your videos, those can be searched, much like a website can or really anything out on the internet. And YouTube's allowed us to do that. And if you go out to our channel, I mean, we've had, by the end of March, we'll have had about 100,000 views on the channel. And a lot of that came in the last year, and a lot of that is due to having that searchability and just giving us the option to do that.
Sure. And if you've got content out there, and you can point some people to that content, here's the other side of the coin. If nobody knows that you're there, I mean, they might be able to stumble across what it is. So it's very important what kind of meta tags and what kind of descriptors you give mm-hmm. to the video, I would imagine. Mm-hmm. But are there ways that Tarot International has pre-announced the fact that they're on YouTube? And how do you do that?
Yeah. It's pretty much everything that we do. I mean, before we go live, sometimes we go live. The Friday before, we'll make some announcements on Facebook, on Twitter, on LinkedIn, just kind of giving some awareness to it. you know, we have an electronic newsletter that we send out with the most recent episodes, and then within those videos tell people how they can tune in. Anyone that's subscribed to the channel knows that we have stuff coming out. It's on our website. I mean, we try to put it in everything that we do.
Now, what you're telling me is so very important for people to understand. This is not a one and done. This is not just going ahead and shooting the video, linking it up to YouTube and saying, okay, I'm done. There is all kinds of stuff that goes into the backside of this to make sure that people get it, yeah?
Yep. Well, and that's I've heard people that they're scared to put a video out onto YouTube because they believe that it's going to go viral. And that's the farthest thing from the truth, because we see so many videos out there that are viral, but that's a very, 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 very small percentage. And to do that, it actually takes a lot of, usually that's not the searchability that we're talking about. Usually there's some entertainment or, you know, informational value there, but it's really hard to get your videos to start showing up in search. But there are a lot of YouTube videos out there that teach you what to focus on, and by your personal experience, you can get good at it. And I've gotten better. I'm by no means an expert, but yeah, like you said, focusing on those key words, because when you think of a video, YouTube and Google, they're very smart, but they don't know what's in there. So by how you label things and the description in there, you're basically telling YouTube what's in there. And then they're going to fact check. They're not going to allow you to put anything in there. I mean, they're going to make sure that what you're telling them is in there is actually in there.
You're right. They don't know what the video is about. So you have to tell them.
Yep.
And all those are important. And then utilizing the other social media channels with Twitter or Facebook or LinkedIn or whatever it happens to be. And then the newsletter, you know, people sometimes forget about that, because that, if you've got a good newsletter and if it's well put together, you can reach a significant amount of people.
Yeah. I think email is still king.
Yeah, I think
when it comes, if you're talking sales, it's still king.
It is, if your list is good.
If you have a good list.
Yeah. And that's the kicker. You know, you can't just go out and buy a list. The best way to create a list is organically. So
exactly.
Those are individuals who are referrals or individuals that you've actually touched. I mean, that's what we do. We have every Monday, except for this Monday, I had a funeral, and so I wasn't able to get it all done. But usually every Monday we put out the week's guest list. So it goes out, who's going to be on the guest, who was on last week, and then links to all those podcasts from the NewsHour. And, you know, we've seen, you know, we'll get, I don't know, it's probably 700, 800 people, very select individuals that we send to. You know, our open rate is 50, 60%.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Well, and why? The answer is, they're qualified. Yeah, I didn't buy a list of business people. You know, it's people that we've done over 2,100 interviews here on the Business News Hour in 5 years. So all of those people are in our family.
Well, plus it helps you out too. I mean, if you're going out and you're buying lists, I mean, I'm not sure what software you use, but if you have a lot of bad emails, that's going to reflect bad on your account. And I think they can start to discredit you, and they can ban you from a lot of that.
We're talking with Kyle Plummer, ladies and gentlemen. He is the director of marketing out at Tarot International. Does the YouTube that you're doing, does that allow you to reach out to potentially new clients as well as clients you've had in the past?
Yeah. Yep. I would say that the majority of the views that we're getting on our videos are from people that don't even know who Tarot is.
Really?
So you can imagine the awareness perspective from that. And on top of that, we're able to actually drive people from the video to our website. So there's a lot of benefits out there for it. But yeah, I would say, without giving you a percentage, I mean, it's a lot.
So a lot of people that don't know anything about Tarot are actually watching the video, and then you give them the opportunity, which you can easily do on any of the YouTube channels, is to get them to bounce back to your homepage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or the specific page, if it's Leadership Academy or Better Speaking, whatever it happens to be, you can go right there.
Yeah. And that all goes back to how you label things. I mean, if you put a video out there, chances are it probably won't get found if you just put it out there and hope for the best.
Yeah,
but if you do the right things, you should get a good portion of your views from people that know nothing about you.
One of the things that I know about Tarot International, and I think this is important for folks to understand, is you have really a script already written your secret toolbox, your invisible toolbox, I'm sorry, is a book that was written by Roe and by Deborah. And that can serve then as an ongoing script, so to speak.
Yeah.
For your videos.
Yeah. It gives us a framework. It gives us somewhere to start, a theme to what that show is going to be about. And then we can pull in guests that, you know something in that, whatever the topic is.
Sure.
So it's really kind of handy.
Well, yeah, it is. And I think that speaks to something we started this conversation out with when we were talking about Casey Riley in Kansas City. If you take the time to do a plan, and that plan is pretty solid and it gives you a framework. Mm-hmm. The book really is your plan and it gives you that framework. So coming up with stuff isn't as difficult as if you just had to sit around and go, okay, what are we going to do today?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can do that too. I think there's a lot of different ways to do it, but for us, we only have so much time in the day to have a talk or to have a video. And we also try to keep it to that 17-minute time frame if we can, because we want to be, respectful of our guests, and we have different segments built into it. So we're trying to keep it within that time frame. But there's a lot of successful people out there that go on. They have a topic in their head. They have a guest that knows a little bit about it as well. And they just talk for an hour, 2 hours. And, that works for them, too.
It's all in which, but you have to know your audience. And if you said it very well, if you're respectful of your audience and their time and your guests, I think that plays well. And of course, everything about tarot is obviously first class. Kyle, thanks for doing this.
Thank you.
Good stuff. All right, we're going to have to step aside, find out what happened today on the markets. Oh, by the way, this particular podcast, we will have a link to Tarot International's YouTube page, so you can check it out yourself. See how this works?
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
That's how it works. We're back in just a bit with the markets.